Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Writing letters. Who writes letters anymore? Do you send cards? Do you send emails or just call? I had a friend call on Sunday to say Merry Christmas because she said, I'd much rather visit with you than send you a card. So, you know, there are lots of options. But writing letters just in general, I think, has almost disappeared. But some people still do the Christmas letters. How do you feel about Christmas letters? Do you like to get them? Do you read them? Do you save them? Well, probably depends on the person who's writing them. I always like to get them when it catches me up to date with folks. You know, there are some people that we exchange greetings only at Christmas time, but it's still nice to know they're out there and kind of what's happened to them and, you know, just stay in touch and you know that they're there. But if you're like me, there's some of those letters that you just almost get tired of reading because it's several pages of all the illnesses that have happened during the year, or it's all on one topic, or it's all about bragging about their kids and grandkids. You know, and some of that's okay, but maybe not the whole letter. And there are some folks who can say a lot in less than a page, and then there are other people who go on for two or three pages. Some of them that I think are kind of interesting have a little theme, and I just received one of those that had the word white, used the word white in a lot of the paragraphs and underlined that and got it into the message. And so it was kind of interesting to see how they were going to use that word white related to all the things that had happened in their lives. Well, some tips that I sort of gathered from some other folks who write letters on a regular basis. The first one they mentioned is, you know, be yourself and kind of think about the kind of letter that you would like to get, and that would give you a clue. You might want to jot down a few notes before you actually start writing the letter about things that you think people would like to hear about, and you may want to cross some of those off. Lots of little things probably are not important if it's, again, just a yearly kind of letter. What about bragging? That's pretty much a no-no on everybody's list who says, don't brag. That doesn't mean you can't talk about achievements of your family and you because they've been important happenings in your life, but you can tell what the happening was without going on about how great and how wonderful and how only one person like this in the world and, you know, get away, carry away. But, of course, tell the happening. Another person suggests keep all of the family member news where you're talking about specific people in one paragraph. You know, my husband got a new job. My son still plays soccer. My grandson won a scholarship. And pretty straightforward without adding lots of adjectives and adverbs to carry on. Simple news and to the point. Another person says, tell how you feel about any events that you're talking about. Maybe there was a trip that you wanted to talk about and how not, don't give a day-to-day rundown of the trip, but was there something that was a highlight? How did you feel about when you got home? But again, think about how that might relate to the people that you're writing this to. What will bring a smile to their faces? What do you think they would be interested in? And mention things in your letter that you'd want to hear from your closest friends. Be creative. Well, some of us get a little, we're told to be creative. We kind of go, oh, that really freezes up the mind. One of the letters that we get is written by the family cat. Well, I particularly relate to that because we like cats. Other people may get really turned off by that. But it is an interesting way of telling it in a third person. Maybe there's another third person that can talk about all the happenings like, I don't know, the friendly elf, or for Chris, it could be the dog, or, you know, you might want to think about who could do a third person kind of thing. It doesn't have to be all sentences in terms of being creative, maybe just using bullet points or give multiple choice answers to questions. You might, if you really get stuck, you get to a point, you go, oh, I just don't know what I want to talk about. You could, if you have a computer, go online and see ChristmasLetterTips.com. Another thing you can do is be a little colorful, especially now, again, if you have a computer, you could add artwork or probably even better, pictures of you and your family or places you've been. and make it a little bit colorful. Or if you're like me, you get cards that have a family photo enclosed. And I think those are always kind of cool because, again, it's a way of catching up with the family without having to say a lot about it. Resist the temptation, as I say, to go on and on about health issues. People do want to know if your family's had health issues, but they don't need to know all of the details. They want to know how you're feeling and, you know, maybe if there's some expectations, but again, keep that probably to a paragraph or so. Also, be yourself. Write how you talk. Don't try to write it like the seventh grade English teacher might write it or something that's being written for grading. Now, you might think about how it's written for newspapers because newspapers have this who, what, where, when, why, and they always want to put something right at the beginning that catches your attention. And that's a good thing in a letter, too. If there's a really exciting something that people would want to know about, might put that near the beginning of the letter. After your greetings, you know, put in this little gold nugget that's really special to you and will be special to them. Put that at the beginning of the letter rather than saving it to the end. As you go along and wonder if this is what is you want to write and how does it sound, one of the things you can do is read it out loud to yourself or read it to somebody else or hand it to your significant other and have that person read it, but get another opinion on it. Sometimes you may have left something out that's really important. Maybe it's just the way it's stated sounds a little odd. Sometimes when I write sentences, I'm going to read it back and I'm going, that's not what I meant, because it ends up sounding different than what I really wanted it to say. How about adding personal notes? It's a really nice touch to add a personal note at the end of this printed letter. And I think most of those are printed, although I do get a few people's letters that are a couple pages of handwritten. And I'm going, my hand would be so tired. I don't know how they get that done when they're writing a bunch of those and they've handwritten all of them. Not copied, each one handwritten. Well, if you'd like to do that, you go for it, because it certainly is personal as long as your handwriting is better than mine and people will be able to read it. But for the most part, I think Christmas letters are printed, not handwritten. But that personal note at the end that may ask a question about their family or an extra Merry Christmas or something you've remembered about a good time you had with them, some little personal note is always a nice touch, and they know that you really are thinking about them rather than just having to get that letter and card in the mail. Another thing to think about is, do you want this letter inserted into a card? A lot of people do that. Mentioned inserting a photo. But sometimes it's just on a 8.5 by 11 piece of paper with some Christmas or holiday decorations on it, and it's just the letter. And that's fine, too. I think whatever fits you and your style is the way to do that. Again, be yourself. And then at the end, you probably do want to give your Christmas greetings to all. That's the reason that you're sending the letter, I'm assuming, is that you really do want to wish people a Merry Christmas, a good year coming up, reminding them of how you think about them. Good way to end your letter and, again, remind folks why they are getting this letter from you and why you like to hear from them in one way or another. I must say, for some people, not all people, some people it's just great to get a card and see their name on it, and that's fine. But there are other people that I really wish they'd at least put a sentence in there before they put their card into the envelope. So we all have different feelings about the cards, the greetings, the letters. I know some people don't send any cards, and, that's your choice. And whatever you choose to do, just give a little extra thought to what you might put in that Christmas letter if that is on your list to do. Don't make it too hard. We have enough work to do. Don't make it too difficult. So until next time, here's a thought from Peg Bracken. Gifts of time and love are surely the basic ingredients of a truly Merry Christmas.